She's out there. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Well, my goodness. I guess I'll tell everybody who you are. Mm-hmm. You are my old coworker, Carrie.
Yep.
That's me.
I miss you so much. It's not even funny.
I know. I miss you all the time.
I swear. If we didn't have phones, I don't know what I would do.
Honestly.
I would have to learn how to take a train or, you know, Uber.
Or I could just come and visit you more.
Yeah, true. But you're a working girl now.
I am. Back at work.
Back at work. And you have a child. And this is, yeah, not what it, if you would have asked me, in 2017, if I thought you would have a little son running around, I probably would have said no. No, I don't think so. But you do. And you're, and he's adorable and wonderful. And I love his little face. I feel like I don't want to be like a serial liker, but I feel like every time you post something, I hit like, and then I go, oh God, whatever.
It's fine. I love it. How could you not love that little face?
I swear to God. So, all right. So we should tell everybody the funniest thing is I am sitting around the weekend before, I don't even remember. And I get a text from you that said, hey, just want to let you know, I've been doing some thinking and I think I'm bisexual. Then immediately, I don't think, I know.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So that was amazing. Like, I don't think anybody's ever just like expressly come out to me. Like, I've either known or you meet somebody at an event that's, you know, got the gay alphabet, you know, attached to it. And so you just assume. But I don't think anybody has ever just like done that. So I was like, so honored.
I know. And you were like one of the, I think the second person that I told.
Really?
Yeah. I think the second person that I told.
Has it been challenging to tell people or no? You're feeling like good, confident.
I mean, I haven't really told that many people because it feels weird to say. Like, yeah. It feels weird to come out. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And especially, I don't know, maybe I don't know. I don't know if it's different, like, being gay. But, being bisexual is like, okay, so I like men and everybody knows that I like men. Right. But now I've realized that I'm also like interested in women, so it's kind of like weird to, I don't know, yeah, it's kind of weird.
I can't really imagine walking into like, you know, a family roast on Sunday and being like, hello, I'm bi, you know?
Right, so this is what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking about doing, because obviously I didn't tell my, like I say, you were the second person to that I told. So and then I think the weekend after, maybe, or something like that, it was my birthday, and I went over to my parents and I had some family friends around, and the whole time I was sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to tell everybody. And then I thought, oh, I just couldn't do it. Like, I kept getting butterflies. So I was just like, oh, this is awful. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up telling anybody. Like you say, at a family barbecue, it seems weird. It seems like a weird thing to announce. Like, happy birthday, Kerry. Oh, by the way, I'm bisexual. Like, so
like
I didn't tell anybody. Yeah. And then it was bugging me because I was just like, oh, like the person that I wanted to tell most was my mom.
Yeah.
And obviously I knew that she would be chill about it. Like, she's super chill. I knew that she'd be fine. But I felt so nervous to tell her. I don't know why. I don't really have a reason why. It just felt weird. Like I said, it just feels weird to come out and say it. Right.
Especially since, like, you're not, unless you're expressly like interested in someone and you think, you know, it might happen, you might, you know, start dating a girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no rush. So it is just, you know, when you're having tea and biscuits and it's just the two of you or whatever, you might just want to drop a little, you know,
it's
conversation. But I can't really see that there's a huge rush. And just like for anything, like, you know, whether you're, you know, gay or bi or, you know, trans, questioning, not sure, whatever, it's all in your own time, in your own way, you know, no one, you know, I never really, thank God, I should say that I never really had like a pushy person trying to, you know, say, oh, you got to tell everyone, you got to tell everyone. No, man, I was going to a therapist. I was like, she'll let me know when I, you know, when I should be telling people or whatever. But, you know, I think in this day and age, it's very different, you know, people are figuring things out younger and younger and younger, you know, and God bless them, because, you know, when you know, you know. And I guess that's one of the questions is like, what made you, was there someone that you were interested in? Was there, or you just felt like, you know what, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm able to say that chick's hot, you know?
Well, I don't know. So like, this is the weird thing is that like, I don't know, after one of me and my exes broke up a while ago, my ex, I like jumped on Tinder, and not straight after, obviously, but a while after, jumped on Tinder and I thought
morning,
like,
morning period.
I thought like, okay, like maybe like, I don't know. I mean, like, I think that like, girls are pretty, like maybe I should like jump on lesbian Tinder. So I did, and I was talking to a girl for a while. This was a while ago, like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a girl for a while, and then I kind of like I kind of backtracked, and instead started like switched it up and went on to guys, because I was like, oh, I don't know if I am. Like, I think that women are attractive, but I don't know if I could ever see myself being with a girl or whatever. So yeah, I kind of backtracked and was like, oh, maybe I'm not, like, maybe I just, I don't know. But then, I don't know, I've been thinking about it more and more recently, and the fact that I, like, do find a lot of women attractive, and I was like, okay, no, maybe this is it. There's nobody in mind. I don't have anybody that I'm talking to or anything like that, but I was like, it made me realize, okay, that I could envision myself with a girl, and there is something that I want, that I would like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like to explore it, you know?
Yeah, so, and then I said it to somebody, like, I was talking to another friend of mine, and I was saying, oh, like, this girl's, like, hot, this girl's hot, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And then I sat there and I was like, maybe I am bisexual. And then my friend was like, yeah, yeah. Like, you keep talking about how attractive these women are, what do you think? And I was like, no, yeah, you're right, because it made me realize, okay, actually, I don't know, I guess straight women aren't attracted to other women.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
it's not like looking at someone and saying, oh, wow, that she's really pretty, I'm going to do my hair like that, or I'm going to do my makeup like that, or it's like, no, there's an actual attraction there. So
yeah, like, think, that like, I'm actually like,
that's
yeah,
what like, tips you over, you know, that's what tips you into thinking, oh, wait, like, I might want to sleep with her.
Yeah. That's what it is. So it's rather than being like, oh, yeah, she's like really beautiful. I mean, anybody, you can appreciate anybody is like attractive or whatever. But yeah, it's a difference between being like, yeah, no, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. There's a sexual attraction there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, I remember when I was going through it, when I had all these thoughts before I had even really figured things out fully, I did that, you know, had a toe in the pond, as we'd say, like, I just want to just poke my toe in the pool. So I did, you know, kind of think, oh yeah, well, I was married at the time, so it was like the only logical explanation was that I was bisexual, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I need to go talk to somebody about this, because I don't think I'm really attracted to my husband. I think I love him like a brother, you know, but I can take it or leave it when it comes to sex, like, you know, It's, but I, you feel something different, you know, with a girl, you know, and,
yeah.
And I was like, oh wait, I have never felt that before. And that's what I want to keep feeling. So I need to, you know, go down this road and figure it out. So I think I started that way, and it was more of a way to gauge people's reaction, I think, you mm-hmm. know, and my own, you know, like to get comfortable with saying I was something other than straight, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there were a lot of pieces to it. And I think, you know, that was the main one was that, you know what, I don't want to dress like this girl. I don't, you know, I don't, I like, you know, I want to do things to this girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was the kicker. But you know, like you were saying, it is hard to open yourself up to something like that, especially because it feels all new. Like with guys, it's pretty simple what they want, you know, and every and what you need to do, you know. And it's like with girls, it's not as simple. Yeah. You know, I don't think you know, I'm not saying that we're complicated creatures, because I do think we get a bad rap, but I think it's you know, when they with guys, it's like all you need to do is like touch their knee and they get a boner, you know.
Yeah.
It's like totally different, you know. It's like, wait, do I need to kind of like have a conversation.
It's more emotional, I feel like. Yeah,
definitely more emotional. It's like you gotta kind of find the connection, you know. Mm-hmm. there usually is. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, part of the spark, you know, is finding out what is gonna do that. Like, what are the mm-hmm. interests? What is she interested in? What is you know, what are her likes and dislikes, and what is her romantic history? Like, what's her, you know. So I think the more talking, the more interested you are in that person, they feel that, you know, and that means something to them. Whereas a guy, you could just tell them the latest football scores and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like her. You know, she's, I like her. So, yeah, I do think there's a different level of emotions, you know, with girls. And that's a hard thing if you haven't had to do that before, because it's so easy to be comfortable and go back, you know, to what you know how to do, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Then, yeah.
Then foraying into the unknown.
So, yeah. And yeah. Like, this is when I went through that, obviously, and I was talking to that girl for a little while, and I said it to one of my other friends who is also lesbian. And a few years ago, and I said, I don't know, maybe I'm bisexual. And she said, oh, like, yeah, maybe, like, whatever. And then obviously, yeah, like you say, well, I backtracked and I was like, yeah, no, whatever. And that's when I met my, obviously, child's father. Yeah. And we had a relationship, obviously ended and whatnot.
Let me ask you this. When you're in a relationship with a guy, the girl feelings don't go away. They're still kind of there in the back of your mind, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you don't want to elbow him and say, isn't she hot? Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I do that. I will do that. If I'm with somebody and I see a hot girl, I'm like, oh, yeah, look at her. Like, and he's always like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, hey, well, at least we can bond over this.
Yeah. Yeah, Chuck was like that too at first. You know. Yeah, but it's I think, you know, there's a lot of little things, you know, in hindsight, you know, that make us go back and be like, oh yeah, like I think, you know, you and that's not discrediting the relationship, you know, you were in with your son's father at all, you
yeah.
know. The you when you're in, you're all in, you know. But you know, coming out of it, you know, and emerging with new thoughts and everything, like, it's a little scary because, you know, now there's no one, you're not tethered to anyone, you know. And you know, you kind of, I don't know, for me it was like the world is your oyster. like every night was a different, like, I'm gonna go to the chick bar tonight, but am I going to wear? Like, who am I going to, who am I trying to impress? Like, what do I want to butch it up? Do I want to, you know, like, yeah. So, yeah, there was like a lot of like nerves, I think, you know, trying to settle in, I think, you know, and be okay with it. Be okay, yeah, with, you know, that the person that you are. And I think because today sexuality is so fluid, you know, like, I follow a lot of my friends on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and they all have kids now, and their kids have kids and everything. And I look at these pictures of these kids, and I go, maybe a queer, like, maybe, I'm not sure. Because they dress how they want to dress. You know, they group themselves however they want to group themselves, you know, like, mm-hmm, if they're, you know, with a bunch of alternative, you know, kind of people. Like, I just said to Gemma, like, I get, because I did tell Gemma, and she was like, oh, I kind of figured. And I was like,
did she?
Yeah. I was like, really? She was like, well, before you started working there, when we would just go have a drink or whatever, and we, you know, would be watching everybody working and everything, like, I just figured, like, I just assumed. I was like, oh, like, I did not, you know?
You didn't have any idea? Did you not have it? No. Okay, all right. I don't know. I feel like it's, for me, like, now I think about it, like you say, like, you think about all the things, and I feel like it's always been there. And I know that, oh, God, this, and I don't really drink anymore, but drunk Kerry, full-on gay, 100% gay, honestly.
That's the, because all your inhibitions go away.
When I've been gay.
Yeah.
I've kissed when I've been drunk. Like, so yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, and I've, like I say, I've, like, found girls attractive for a long time, and it, but it always felt to me like, oh, like, yeah, but all women think that other women are pretty or whatever, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But right, it's different. Because then you start thinking, like, and especially now after coming out of a relationship with my child and having a child and stuff, like, it's really got me into thinking more about myself and, like, rediscovering myself, do you know what, mm-hmm, I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, so I guess, I don't know, it kind of just clicked.
That's amazing though that it did. And like I said, like, it does, I feel like, you know, when you've come to that conclusion and you can, and you're okay with it, and then you sit with it for a little bit before you, it's like, you know, before, it's like, you know, when your fish are just swimming around and then you sprinkle food in and they all go, whoa, right to the food, like right to the top of the tank. Like, I don't know that that's the healthiest way to go about it. Like,
yeah,
to just jump into like the chick pool. But I think, you know, it's once you feel comfortable, you end up being confident, you know, mm-hmm, a little more confident, because it is difficult when you've lived in this very straight world, you know, like, you can't just walk into work and assume, you know, and hit on a coworker, you know, yeah, hit on a girl coworker, because you don't know. It's the finding out and the, I mean, I don't know though, nowadays, you know, like I said, everybody's so fluid that it probably wouldn't offend anyone. You know, yeah, straight women would be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not, but oh my God. So you get the win, you know, either way, because they'll either be flattered or, you know, they'll be interested. So,
yeah.
But it is, I think the hardest part is that step in talking to someone that you're attracted to, because you get a little, you know, flabbergasted and a little hot flush going on, and it, you're not quite sure where it's going to go, and mm-hmm, they are, you know, because I feel like lesbians pretty much know other lesbians, with the, just, you know, we could walk through Costco and be like, hey, you know, no, like, you just do the thing. So, you know, I do think it's a little harder when, you know, you're new to it, you know, your radar isn't honed in yet. So, and I guess it does, like, depend on where you hang out, you know. If there's funky cool places, you will find bisexuals there.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, definitely trendy, cool, funky places, you know, they flock. But I think, you know, because the media attention and television, like, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with our queer news guy that all he said was, what kind of queer television have you been watching? And we just, like, an hour later, you know, like, we just were, there's so much stuff that's on television now, you know, because, you know, streaming is a little more relaxed and it's becoming, you know, the norm, you know, for people mm-hmm. to get accustomed to it. And, you know, you're always going to have people that are going to shit on it. And that's just a part of life, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to be people that don't like what you wear, you know. So, but I think that because we're seeing so much more of it, like it's becoming a little bit more normal, and there's not a huge drama, you know, about coming out and you know, talking to a same sex, you know, person or whatever. It just doesn't feel as dramatic as it used to.
yeah and it definitely I feel like it definitely does make it easier, especially, well, I don't know, but like I know that with, there's this whole stigma with like bisexuals of it being a phase as well. That's another thing. But I feel like now people are more open, like you say, to the fact that people, that there are, you can, your sexuality, everybody's sexuality is so varied or on a spectrum or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's so fluid and ever changing that, you know, I'm just waiting for them to drop another letter, you know, on the LGBTQI. What's left, you know? But I think, you know, one of the things too, it's a lot less dramatic, but I don't like to downplay it, because any kind of coming out is a big deal, you know, mm-hmm. especially to that person. And it does take, you know, some courage and, you know, it's a brave thing to do, like I said, because there are always, you know, people that are going to dump, you know, on you for whatever. But I feel like, you know, it was a lot harder, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But yeah, the world's become like a different place. And I think, you know, luckily, because I don't know about you, but like if I'm holding something in, I don't feel normal. Like I don't feel myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I don't. So I think it's really healthy, you know, to be able to talk about it. And I know that your family is so supportive. Your mom's so cool. Your dad's like aces. So
yeah.
I doubt you have anything, you know, on that, you know, front.
Yeah, no, it made me nervous, but I did. I told my mom, like I spoke to her, and I just said like, oh, I've got something to tell you. And she was like, oh God, is it good or bad? And I was like, I mean, it's not.
Are you pregnant again? Yeah.
That's right. And I said to her, I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. And she was like, oh, thank God you're not pregnant again. And I was like, oh, great. She was like, is that all you wanted to tell me? I was like, yeah. She was like, okay, fine. Do your thing.
Yeah. See, I knew. Yeah. I feel like your family's like cool in such a progressive way.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, you really lucked out there. And I think, you know, given the fact that you already got lesbian friends, you know, like you've got big welcoming mama arms, you know, with questions and concerns and all that kind of stuff. So that's, you know, a good starting point, like a good mm-hmm. jumping off point is all those people in your corner, you know.
For sure. But something that I do, I think that as well, I think that, like you say, there's a lot of like younger, obviously people are now realizing at a younger age they're sexuality or their gender or whatever, and I feel like obviously I'm 27 now, for me it's kind of, I don't know, it feels kind of weird being this age and only just realizing, do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like you feel like a late bloomer,
right? Yeah, right. Yeah. You feel like
Society, 27 is a late bloomer.
Everybody that you're talking to or meeting is already in it. They've already been they've done all this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And for me, I'm like, oh, I don't, and I can't. That's why I came to you and I was like, Denise, I don't really know how to talk to girls. Like, how do I do that? I mean, with guys, like you say, it's easy, right? A guy. Yeah. When you're talking to a guy does all the chasing pretty much.
Yeah.
If he wants something, he's gonna go out of his way to get it. You don't really have to do anything.
Exactly.
And even I was talking to my male friend about this and I was saying it to him. I was like, it's weird for me to like talk to girls, and I was telling him like how I speak to girls, and he was like, yeah, but you're not He was like, you're talking to girls like you would talk to a guy. He was like, that's the difference. Like, you're talking to girls like they're going to chase you, whereas you both need to put equal effort in.
Yeah. Yeah.
To talk to girls, whereas with guys, they will ask you all the questions, right? Oh, like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then you can go off of that. Whereas right. with girls, I feel like you kind of need to make a bit more effort to, I don't know, it just feels a little bit, it's just, it's different. It's different.
Yeah, it's a little harder. I don't want to lie. You know, I feel like it is a little harder because there's effort involved. You know, like, not only do you want to look good, which is pretty much the end of it when it comes to meeting a guy, right?
Right.
Like, the end of yeah. it. But now it's like, you got to have banter. You got to have your chat game's got to be on point. You know, yeah. you got to know the places, you know, because like, I feel like, you know, now people are a little bit more like, it used to be bars and nightclubs and stuff. And I'm sure it still is like but I feel like, you know, people have come a long way from there, you know, and now there's like events and activities, like, you know, I think it's easier to plan a date too. You know, like, you could say to someone, hey, do you want to go do a round of mini golf? You know what I mean? Or something mm-hmm. like that. And you're able to have a conversation and get to know somebody while you're having fun, you know? Yeah. And the same thing, like grabbing a coffee or browsing a bookstore, or, you know, there's easier dates to be had yeah. that lead you to getting, you know, to that point where, like, well, maybe we'll go out to dinner and then afterwards we'll go back to my place, kind of thing. You know what I mean? There's a lot of like fun things and interesting things to do to get to know somebody before you get to that point. And that's really different, you know, like, for back when I came out, it was like you went to a lesbian bar, you bought somebody drinks, you had a quick conversation, and you kind of felt each other out, like, you know. But you were going off of attraction, you know, mm-hmm. whereas now, yeah, there's attraction there, but you still, I feel like, you know, women want something just a little bit deeper than that now. And, yeah. you know, it is different when you're, you know, I'll tell you, I've come a long way when it comes to bisexuals, because when I came out and I was dating a lot, because I felt like I had a lot of ground to make up, you know, I was like I was a late bloomer. like date the entire community. But I was really standoffish with bisexuals because I was like, wow, you know, it's one thing like to date a lesbian and they might have their eye on another girl and that's really upsetting. But with a bisexual,
we just want to all
both. Yeah. yeah. Like, oh, how do you, you know? So I was really like protective of myself not to, you know, date somebody that was bisexual. Like if mm-hmm. you know, when I'm back in my day when you would scroll, I think like the AOL had chat rooms or whatever. I don't even remember how we met people online, but if they had bisexual, like it was like nah, you know, like I needed F for F, like female for female. And mm-hmm. that, like, and so I was very close-minded when it came to it. And that was, you know, I feel bad that I was like that. And I used to talk about it, like feeling that way on when we did the lesbian lounge, you know, and Donna would be so offended, like, you can't say that. I'm like, I just did. I'm not dating a bisexual. I'm not going to worry about them looking at guys and other girls, you know? So mm-hmm. he was like, that's your own insecurity. I'm like, oh my God. So we would have these big debates and everything, but I've come a long way now. And I think like I said, society's progressed. I've progressed. Everybody's mind is a little bit more open. Mm-hmm. Things don't really have to be black and white when it comes to this. Oh, there's JD. Way to get in there. Let's give her 10 minutes. There. She really was excited to talk about this with you. She loved that you were just experiencing this, you know, right
yeah.
now. That's pretty cool. We don't have many friends now that are coming out, you know, they're either in or out, you know,
yeah.
that's it. There's no in between, but yeah, we were excited to hear about this. There you go. Carrie, meet JD.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Me too.
I'm so glad you could come on today.
Yeah, me too.
We've been covering the gamut of like who she's told, how she figured it out, all that kind of stuff. But to bring you up to speed, we were just discussing how my views changed on bisexuals. Like I when I first came out, I didn't want to have anything to do with them because I thought if they're looking at other girls, then they're going to be looking at other guys, and that's just too much to worry about. So I just don't want to have anything, you know. But we, you know, the way everything's changed, like everybody's sexuality is fluid, and you know, people are realizing things early on. And you know, it's funny because now my target are polyamorous relationships. How does somebody do that, you know? But but no, I have a friend that's in one and has a child. So wow. You know, it's like there's, you know, there's her. It's Nicole Payson, right? Oh, how many times have I said I got to get Nicole on the show? She's an actress. Yeah. She's been in like a lot. So she had a baby, and she's with, oh my God, Rose Mandala, I think her name is, another actress, and then her and Nicole's husband. And it's, you know, and it's just like the most perfect thing. Like I follow their Instagram, and it's like, I never look at it and not say, oh. So
they're happy, and they're happy in that situation. Yeah, nobody's jealous of the person.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, that's just a part of the progress, you know, that society is making in tiny increments. Like I'm not saying, like really, we should have been here 20 years ago, but here we are slogging along, making progress, you know, accepting whatever modern families and the definition of, you know, this relationship and that relationship and what families look like and relationships look like. So we've come a long way. Carrie was saying that she feels like at 27 that she's a late bloomer.
Yeah, it feels weird. It feels so weird.
Not at all.
No. We're late bloomers. Me. Yeah, we're by definition.
More so than you. Yeah. I was married 25 years.
Yeah.
Before I came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It took her quite a while. But, you know, like I said to Carrie, it's like, however you get there, you get there. And it's all about settling in, getting comfortable with yourself, you know, gaining your confidence in your new found identity or whatever. Because Carrie's finding it a little challenging maybe to start conversations and have conversations with girls. Cause we were saying with guys, all you gotta do is look pretty. And you know, they'll do all the chasing. With girls, it's a little give and take. So, and absolutely. JD, like, you don't ever have to worry about it because she's like a rock star. So, you know, she's always got girls falling at her feet, you know? The rest of us had to work.
That's very kind of you. But I don't know, I might have missed this part of it. Was there a particular woman that made you realize that you had these feelings, or is it just in general?
No, so I was saying that basically, like, I don't know, I felt like it for a while that I was attracted to women, but I was just like kind of blasé about it, like all women are attracted to other women. Women are hot, right? So you just think oh, all women are attracted to women, but then you start like realizing, no, but I actually want something more. It's not just about, oh, that girl's really pretty,
right?
It's more than that, do you know what I mean? It's more, yeah, I could,
yeah.
And like I said to Denise as well, there was a point where I was like, oh yeah, but I don't think I could see myself in a relationship with a woman. But for me, I feel like it's more out of comfort, do you know what I mean? Because I'm so used to obviously dating men. So even now, when I think about it, like, yeah, I would like a relationship with a woman, but then I think, oh, but it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just something to get more comfortable with. But yeah, it was just, I don't know, like after I broke up with my my child's father, I was doing like a lot of thinking and, yeah, like getting to know myself more. And it made me realize, yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am.
Have you had a relationship with a woman yet? Have you experienced that? Or so?
No, I haven't.
It's brand new.
She had a coffee with one. She hasn't even had like a coffee date.
No, nothing. I haven't got that far. I've been trying.
For me, it happened that that I was out playing in the gay bars. That funny that you should say that, Denise. That yeah, I was playing.
I was there.
And you were there, and you knew. And so someone who was my friend, then when my marriage ended and we were split, we became more than friends. That was Amy, Denise. But we were friends.
Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, we were friends first. And everyone knew I was married. You know, my ex-husband used to come to my shows. But he cheated on me, and then that's what was the. But I already knew, you know, it was kind of like
was the catalyst, you know.
It was the catalyst to make it happen. But and I look back, and I know I was very probably emotionally distant from that. We were best friends at the most at that point in the marriage. You know, there was not much going on, and so he found when I was traveling, he found his freedom to do what he wanted to do, and so. So for me, it happened, I guess it was kind of easy because we were friends first and I had gotten adjusted to the gay world because I was playing in those places for so long. That's how I kind of knew that was who I really was. So I don't know. What do you think, Denise? You think she should go on some coffee dates or?
Yeah. I was saying, you know, like I think it's kind of a little like my analogy was like when you have a fish tank and you've got some fish in it and you sprinkle food in it and they all shoot up to the top to eat. Like you can't just shoot out to a lesbian bar or a gay bar or whatever and think magic is going to happen because, you know, the last thing you want to do is be disappointed or get hurt.
Yeah.
Or used or whatever. But, you know, I think that because our society now, like, you know, everybody's sexuality is fluid and it's a lot easier. You don't have to do those kinds of things. You could end up in a relationship with your best friend, you know, and see where it goes or whatever. But I think, you know, because there's dating apps, you know, are a great start, I guess. I don't know that I would take it off the app really quick. You know, I would probably want to have a lot of, conversations first, but that's just me. You know, but I would imagine that it feels like you feel a little bit anxious about it. You know, like I just want to get my first date over with.
Yeah, that's what I've been like. I've been on dating apps. Well, I am right now on a dating app. Obviously looking to meet another woman, but it's harder. I'm obviously talking to women that I'm friends with is fine. It's easy, obviously, you're friends. But when it comes to actually like trying to flirt with a girl, it feels different. It's so different. Or talking to a girl on a dating app that I'm attracted to, I'm like, oh, like, because I want this to go into a date. Like, or a different scenario, a different dynamic than us just being friends. If I'm talking to somebody that I want to be friends with, it's easy. But talking to a girl it's just different. I don't know. It just feels new.
It takes a little work, you know. Like I said, you gotta have the banter. Your chat game's gotta be, you know, it's gotta be at the top of your game. Mm-hmm. But I think like women, ultimately, what I have found is that women want to know you're interested, you know, so it is a lot, you know, after what do, like what's left, you know, what do you like to do after work, you know, I feel like a game show host, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the guy from Pointless, you know, super living. And then what do you do in your free time? It's just like, it feels like really pointed, you know,
where
I want it to feel a little bit more natural. So I don't know. I usually throw in like a fact about myself after a question, you know, and then this way they have something to play off of.
Yeah.
You've asked the question, you know, and it seems like it can go back and forth a little bit that way. Like a little fun fact about me is, you know, whatever, but
yeah, right.
Not saying that, but I mean, you know, if you were, if they, I mean, work someplace that you know of or heard of or whatever, you know, say that.
Right.
You
know, right.
Yeah. To keep it going. So I think it is hard though, like in a text message, because everything can get misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like it really, yeah. Like you just, and you, it, you know, a lot of things get lost in translation, you know, and you got to use emojis and LOLs and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think, I mean, thank God for emojis. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Something that, right. If you're saying something that sounds a little blunt, you can put a little kissy face afterwards.
No. Set the tone. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like what you said about too much expectation going into the bars, because I first started, I played in the bars down here. So I was usually popular, you know, because I was playing in the bars. But I went to Nashville and there was one lesbian bar in downtown Nashville called Lipstick. Did you hear about that one, Denise? Had you ever heard? It was pretty popular.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there. There was a band playing that night, an all-girl band, and I was going through a breakup that my heart was just totally broken from this girl. And I'm like, I'm just going to go there and meet somebody because I'm used to walking in the bars and, you know, people know me down here, right? So people like me and I'm pretty popular when I walk in. And I walk in and like no one, I was like, I was in the way almost, like it was like, you know, you're standing next to somebody thinking like maybe you'll catch their eye and you're standing in the way of them and the girl they're trying to buy a drink for, you know. I was like, everyone was clicky, and I think you could obviously see I was like an out of towner because they all knew each other in the bar, right? So I was like the different person, and it was just funny because it wasn't like I thought it was going to be at all. I thought I'm going to go meet new people. I'm going to get up on the stage and sing. There was also open mic night. So I got up to the song and still nothing. It was funny. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, once I sing, they're going to know, you know, that I'm do this, you know. It was just funny. It was so funny. It was just not what I expected that experience to be at all.
First of all, you were in Nashville and you look like, you know, like a rock and roller from New York. So, you know,
that was the first thing. You're right. You're right.
They were probably just intimidated.
They were a bluegrass band. You're absolutely right. You know, so yes.
That's funny. But you know, that's the thing, is that when I think about like Carrie, you were saying how easy it is to talk to friends because, you know, there's no attraction there and you don't want to sleep with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the same realm, there's so many topics to talk about, you know, in this day and age. Like we had a guest on the show last night, an actress or whatever, but I mean, we barely spoke about acting, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in Queer as Folk, we talked about motherhood, activism, politics, the landscape of the country, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, like we just filled an hour and a half like nothing, but never really touched on the acting part, you know. I mean, everything from Vanity, right? Like,
right, everything. And,
like, it was crazy. So I think, you know, with guys, your topics are small, you know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Where are we? You know, that kind of thing. But I do think that women, they spend more time online, you know, so they know a lot of pop culture. So those are always easy topics, right? I mean, I'm sitting here with a Harry Styles mug, you know, that's a conversation starter right there. So what, did we freeze? Oh no. Did we freeze?
We froze. I'm thinking maybe I'm the one frozen. And they are not frozen.
It says my internet is unstable.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, here's the thing. We've touched on a lot of things. We've given you a little guidance. We've heard your story. But I need for you to know that I'm always here. Like, you know, You know where I live. You know I'm always available on WhatsApp. And I think what you're doing is amazing. Like you're it's a brave thing. Like, you know, like I said, it's a lot less dramatic these days for anybody to come out, because we all kind of assume that everybody is just like gender fluid, doesn't matter. But it's a big deal. So congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm proud of
Thanks.
You.
can I ask you for one more thing though?
Yeah.
Can we talk about sexual stuff on here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just need to make sure. That makes me a little bit nervous though. Right? Is that did you feel like that? Did you both feel like that? Like when you thought about I mean, obviously it's something that I have fantasized about, but it makes me feel a little bit like, what do you do? How does it? I mean, obviously I know how it works, but do you know what I mean? it's completely different ball game.
It's a whole different ball game. But I will say this. I was really shocked at how natural everything happens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, like it doesn't feel awkward or anything, because usually there's a big lead up, you know, like you're making out on the couch forever, you're bumping and grinding and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I will say this about myself. I was really fussy. Like I didn't really want to like do a lot of muff diving in the beginning. Not into that part of it. Like, you want to do that to me? That's fine, you know, but like, all conditions have to be perfect for me to do that. And I do mean even like connection wise, like I'm not going to do that with a one night stand, you know, like that was just like, no, like not happening. But I do, like I said, I feel like everything comes about really natural. And I think that's when you know that your feelings are valid. You know, what you've just figured out, it's all a culmination of all that, the thought you've put into it, you know, the nerves and everything, it all ends up being a burst of energy, like a sizzle, you know? So I do think that it'll all come about really normal and natural. And the cool thing about being with another girl is that you can talk all you want during sex.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You can say what you're comfortable with, what you're uncomfortable with, what you want to try, what you don't want to try, what's off limits. I mean, I think that, you know, that's the great part, that women are just better communicators, you know, and you know, we don't have any qualms about, you know, laying out groundwork or, you know, whatever, like when it gets to that moment, the last thing you want to do is be like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me just say, this is my first time, not quite sure what to do. You won't even like feel, you know what I mean? Like it'll just unfold is the best way to put it, you know? Yeah, don't be nervous. And
one of the things that I found I didn't have much to compare with from either side, because I got married at 19, so I wasn't really with a lot of guys, right? So so I didn't know what to expect, and the first person I was with was my friend, so that was very comfortable for me. But one of the things, like after that relationship, because I'm such a germ freak and there's so many diseases out there, and I was like, well, you can't like just slap on a condom like you can with a guy, right? So you have to be careful, right? So I think another thing that maybe this is just me, but I really want to know who I'm with, you know, and like I, even from that standpoint, and I, this might be a little too extreme, but I want to know that, I don't know, I the last couple of people I was with actually showed me like their blood tests, their doctor's reports, that they didn't have anything, which was very nice of them to do, because
that's above and beyond.
Right? It is above and beyond, right? But I don't know that it's so wrong to ask for that. And I had someone say, I really, really respect that you do that. Like, I don't know that I would have the courage to do that, because you don't want to break the moment. But then again, there's so many things out there that, you know, you could get. And then on the other hand, if you know the person well enough, then you can have that conversation before that happens. Because like you said, you didn't just do that with the one night stand. So,
yeah, yeah, those are, yeah, those are.
I don't know, that's just my two cents. Like, just
I do think, you know.
Conversation isn't wrong to have.
No, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think so. And I think, again, the cool part, like I said, is women are just way better communicators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, they want to feel like you're interested in them. And I think, you know, that's part of the conversations you should be having, especially mm-hmm. nowadays, you know, I mean, especially nowadays. I don't think anybody would be offended by that. So there's a
that
lot
is of- something that I've noticed on dating apps, though. A lot of women will say, like, put on that in their bio or something like that, like,
really?
Yeah. It's something that I've noticed. A lot of women will say stuff like that, like, I want to make sure that everything's safe and everything firsthand. So yeah, I think a lot more people are open to it because we know that these things are just going around and so.
Oh, it's so true. And you know, I think the cool thing over here is that there's so many like places to go and clinics and whatever, like that are just banging like every corner, you know.
You can literally do it at home now. You can call up and order a test at home, so it's like so simple.
Private, and you know, you feel like it's a little bit more private, which is great,
right?
But yeah, right. I think it's I think COVID changed everybody's way, you know, being intimate, and you know, like it really spooked everyone. So you know, like I think it's normal, you know, now it's become the new normal. So
yeah,
you won't have any problems with that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I do like, again, that was one of those stigmas I think that are attached to bisexual people, is that, well, you're messing around with guys that are messing around with 10 other girls, and you know, it all come back on me and, you know, that kind of thing. So I do think, you know, maybe it's different for like lesbians, because we're far less susceptible to something, you know. But you know, people in general, you know, gay, straight, whatever, you need to be aware and safe. So I think it's topical, you know, it's politically correct in this.
That's really good to know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know a woman who's in her 60s who is afraid to insult the guy, a straight woman, and will have unprotected sex with someone that she just met on a dating app, and then go get tested afterwards, which is like doing it backwards. And you know, ever a reason for you, that's, you know, you should, you know,
that's like sexual roulette, man. That's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely. But I wanted to ask you, how does the father of your baby feel about your coming out as bisexual?
He doesn't know. he doesn't know. I haven't told him yet. I don't know how he'd feel. I haven't told him.
I will tell you this, if I was a guy and I had a baby with somebody, and so I get the kid on weekends or whatever the arrangement is, you know, and then one day I'm dropping him off and you're with a girl, and you say, like, I'm dating her, whatever. My thought is, fantastic. Two mothers for this kid.
Yeah, I feel like men are a lot more easygoing. Like, I don't know, if you've ever spoken when you speak to men and you're like, oh, how would you, like, I don't know. Guys are more forgiving, say, for example, if you cheated on them with a woman, than if you had cheated on them with a man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like it would be like a similar situation. But like I said, I haven't really come out to everybody. I've just kind of, because it feels so weird to just come out and say it, like, oh, by the way. So they'll know when they find out. Like I say, the only people that I've really come out to are a couple of friends and my mom are people that I've actually told. Everybody else will know. When I have a girlfriend, they'll find out.
That's what I told her. I'm like, you're not, you know, because you're not pursuing someone, you know, in the hope, you know, having a, that you're on the verge or a cusp of a relationship. So you got to let everybody know. So it's not weird when you walk into the next dinner with a girl. There's absolutely no rush in this scenario. So it almost affords you more time to be comfortable with it, you know, and it become easier and more normal, you know, it won't feel as awkward. Cause I was saying, like, there, especially for someone that's bisexual, like to just walk into a party and be like, I'm into chicks now, you know, you can't, it's weird, right? Like, she said to the family barbecue and make this big announcement over ribs. So you got, because there's nothing pending, you know, you get the luxury of sitting with it for a little bit and talking to people about it. And I'll tell you what, the more people you do have conversations with and friends, and it gets out in your little friend circle, I will almost guarantee you that someone will say, I've got somebody I want to fix you up with.
Yeah.
I know. I really, really feel like that's, you know, one of the less talked about ways that people meet.
Yeah.
You know, like a friend hooks them up with someone, you know, and you know, it's easy, it's comfortable, and you got a letter of recommendation right there, like your friend's recommending. So, you know, I think in due time, you know, it'll happen, but I do think that it'll all be a little more natural and easier the longer you're you're coming to terms with it and comfortable with it, because I do feel like you are comfortable with it, you know, it's not uncomfortable.
Like I said, I've been like thinking it for like a few years, but never really, I don't know. I guess I just kind of thought that, oh no, this is just how straight women feel. Yeah. I don't know. Never really occurred to me that, no, maybe not. I don't know. So yes, it's like something, more so that I've just that. Like properly realized.
I remember that exact train of thought, you know, when I first like realized that I was like, you know, looking at women a lot more than I was looking at men, you know, at some point, you know, and thinking that, oh, I'm, you know, everybody probably does this, like, you know, I mean, that's normal or whatever. And then I was like, when it hit me that, like you said, it's more than that. That's when I had like, I got to explore this a little bit more.
It's that
thinking. And I think it's a part of us, like, we don't want to think, like, we want to think that everybody does it, you know, because we don't want to feel like everybody else. So it's, I think it's really normal and natural. And like I said, it's far easier these days, I think. And
I was just going to say that. I think nowadays it's much easier because it's so much more accepted than when Denise and I were younger. And I think the way you did it, Denise, was so brave. I don't think I could have ever done that. I think if he didn't cheat on me, I'd probably still be in that marriage and not happy with. I actually just put all of that energy into writing songs and playing music and traveling, and which I guess eventually was helping the demise of everything because I was away so much, leaving him alone. Yeah. So, but I don't know. I think what you did was very brave and grown up the way you did it. So.
Oh, you mean because I went to therapy?
Well, that you just went to him and told him this is how I feel, and you went to therapy first to figure it out, and then went and told him instead of just trying to bury it, and you know, and just
my biggest fear was hurting people.
That's the thing.
I didn't want to hurt my parents. I didn't want to hurt Chuck. I didn't want to hurt his parents. So I felt like I was thinking more about that than I was myself. And that is what, you know, I needed to talk to a therapist about and say, is this right? Like, should I be thinking about everybody else and not me? Like, you know, but yeah, I needed to find the balance, and that was really helpful. So yeah. And that's always another route, you know, that doesn't hurt. So if you're struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, then I still blamed myself when he cheated on me. The first thing I said when I found out was, this is my fault because I'm away so much. So it was worse the way I did it. It was much better that you know, the way you did it, if I had to do it again. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, I think you're doing the right thing too, is to just say who you are to the people that you love now, and just they will be fine. Like, I didn't hear that part of the story. I'm assuming that your mom's okay. And everything.
Yeah.
Her parents are like so cool. Like,
yeah,
they're really progressive, cool people, you know, like, it's such a great start to have that, you know, supportive circle, especially like, it's not something that you have to, like, you know, chew on forever, you know, like, and always talk about it and everything. It's like, as long as they know there's a possibility you might be showing up with a girl, that's it. You know, that's it. You don't have to discuss every little thing. Once you're in the relationship, you will go to them, to your mom, and be like, oh my God, she talks so much. The usual, it'll be the usual. It's no different than you know, any other relationship. So you'll be absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, keep me posted. I want to know, like, what happens, what goes on. I mean, thank God we stay in touch, because I was telling her, like, oh my God, out of everything about those couple of years, like, Carrie is the thing I miss the most.
Aww.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's very brave of you to do this and to come on and talk to us. So thank you for that. Honestly.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Good luck out there. Be smart, be sensitive, be kind.
I will.
Be everything.
I'll keep you posted.
Excellent.
Ask for the medical report.
Perfect.
You know.
Perfect. All right, listen, you guys, I know it's late. Carrie, you probably got to work tomorrow. So everybody, have a good night. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Why do you always run back to?
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.
You once knew.
See?
That's true.
My addiction. Way
and
too much
I confess. My addiction is you. Back to the love you once knew. a touch, that's true.